The Israel Report with Rolene Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Good afternoon, Rolene. How are you?
Thanks, and you?
All right, thank you. Rolene, firstly, I know that we've got you kind of between flights, but can we quickly talk about the Trump peace deal? Trump coming out earlier and saying that Israel is going to have to make some very, very big concessions in a peace deal. Tell us about that. Do we have any indication about what those concessions would be?
Well, what we do know is that candidate Trump on the campaign trail promised to broker the deal of the century between Israel and the Palestinians. And while we don't know the exact details of this deal, because nothing has been made public, except last week we heard from his negotiating team that not everybody's going to be happy with the details or the proposals from the Trump team. What we do know is that Trump, in an interview yesterday or last night, said that Israel will have to make a big concession. Now, he has said, along with this, that the big concession that the American administration made to the Israelis was moving the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Now the Palestinian side needs to get something big. What that is exactly, we don't know. What we do know is that Israelis are extremely apprehensive about this, and that from the Palestinian side, they don't trust the Trump administration. They see the Trump administration as inherently biased towards Israel and not understanding their needs. So I think all parties are a little bit trepidatious and a little bit apprehensive, but very, very curious what this big concession from Israel's side is going to be.
All right. Something else that I want to ask you about is John Bolton. He's in Israel at the moment. What did he say about the Golan?
Well, John Bolton is the national security advisor to President Trump, to the administration. He is a longtime friend and supporter of Israel. And while we don't know too many details about what has been discussed between him and Netanyahu, apart from the fact that Iran was very, very high on the agenda, we do know that many have asked him whether or not the Golan Heights and a possible annexation of territory by Israel, or will a territory be given to Syria in a possible deal, has been discussed. We also know that there are a lot of lobbying groups who are lobbying the Trump administration to recognize Israeli sovereignty over the Golan. And John Bolton has said that it's something that is not on the agenda with the administration at the moment. It is not something that has been discussed. But what we do know is, given the recent escalations in the north, especially from Iran's position in Syria, is that the Golan has become extremely, or even more strategic than it has ever been, and that a lot of people, or a lot of Israeli supporters around the world, want to see this territory realized or recognized as officially Israeli territory.
Rolene, it's not a great line, so I want to talk to you a little bit about the BDS and about these German trade unions, but I'm going to save it until we're on a better line with you, okay? Because I think it's important, and I think that that's a lengthier discussion. So, yeah, hopefully we'll be able to get a really, really good line tomorrow.
No problem.
Thank you, Rolene. God bless. Have a good evening. Bye-bye.